Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is...
You suck.
Hot Fudgy himself.
You suck at this.
Well, I don't... You usually say something witty on the way here, and that's usually where I get my idea from.
Everything I said is not safe for broadcast.
It's not safe for broadcast, and it wasn't all that funny.
You could have gone with sick fat.
Sick fat. Roadkill fat.
That wasn't nearly as funny. I thought sick fat was funnier.
Roadkill fat, sick fat, transplant fat.
Transplant fat.
Jeez. We are terrible people. We are broadcasting from a little gem in St. Paul called John's Pizza Cafe.
Limited.
Sorry.
Cannot forget the limited. We don't want people thinking there's like 70 of these.
Limited.
You are really terrible at this.
Well,
I'm glad we finally got you on the show. I mean, we've been meaning to get someone on for a while. I mean, I'm assuming this is your first show.
Yeah.
Good one. We clearly haven't had you on before.
Good one.
What?
You wouldn't have known where to go tonight without me.
So it basically puts you in the level of Obi from Driving Miss Daisy.
Exactly.
That's fine.
If Miss Daisy, I'd be driving.
That's right.
But, so we're at this weird, I almost want to call it Seven Corner St. Paul, because it's a really odd intersection.
It is.
It's Dale.
And Front.
And Front. And Energy Park Drive 2. And it's literally eight or nine intersections. We waited about an hour for the light to change. It was
pretty bad. Yeah.
But we are here. This is actually a new location for John's Pizza Cafe. They actually had one that was, and the best way to describe it is kitty corner across the street.
Can you really?
Diagonal. It's a straight diagonal.
Diagonal. I would prefer, given the odd nature of the intersection. I don't think kitty corner is appropriate. I think the real term you should be using is kitty wumpus.
It was kitty wumpus.
It was kitty wumpus of where we are now.
Right. It would be northwest of this location.
Okay.
Just across the street.
All right.
Sort of. Eight or nine streets. Anyway, but it's a much larger area. And it's they actually have seating. Last one, it was pretty much a walk up and hope for the best. But very good pizza. I've had it before.
Do you know when they moved?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay. The reason why I ask is, you know, when we locked in, It's
thank you.
It's, you know, similar to a lot of places we've been to lately where it's counter service.
Yeah.
So you order ahead of time and you can see the whole kitchen
right
behind you, and you see this monstrous dough spinner.
Technical term.
Mixer. Whatever you want to call it.
I would have gone with a bread mixer.
I like dough spinner.
Dough spinner.
It sounds
bread
awesome.
Mixer.
Sounds awesome. Anyway, but it's all painted up like, you know,
like a hot rod.
Like a hot rod.
Yeah.
The flames, not sure. And to me, this location, given where it is, given what it does, this is rife Triple D territory.
Yeah.
But they haven't been here yet. And the fact that they didn't have seating up until a year ago, that makes sense.
Right.
They haven't done it.
Right.
So.
And I don't know if it's of that ilk yet. It's not quite there. I'm not saying that their food isn't great. I actually enjoy their... Oh, my God. I can actually hear you getting fatter.
Shut up.
But it's good. But it's a different style.
Okay.
And it'll make a bit more sense once the food actually comes.
All right.
Fuck. Just eat it.
I don't like cherries.
Give me that.
Here.
Be a big boy. Put on your big boy pants and eat some fruit.
No. I didn't buy a 20-ounce cup of sugar to have fruit.
Sugar and filth. Did they even mix that? Because it just looks like straight hot fudge at this point.
Well, it's all the fudge on top.
Oh my gosh.
It's a fudge topped hot fudge malt.
That's the fattest of the malts.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Yes, I did get a malt. Because I have not had a malt in a long time. And
I think that's one of those things that I need here is a beer. To me, when I come and get a pizza at a pizzeria, if I'm actually going out for pizza, I want a cold beer.
They don't have beer here.
They don't want a beer here. But it is a cafe. It's branding itself as a cafe, so I guess there's some sort of leeway there. But
it was a damn good malt.
Yeah, is he even going to make it to the meal?
Maybe. We'll see. Surprisingly hungry. Don't know why.
Well, it's been 2 or 3 hours since you ate last, isn't it? Blood sugar's low.
Why you gotta be such
I don't
insult,
know.
So
I'm
insulting?
Kinda, I'm
You're
just
very,
kinda,
very,
I'm,
very
I'm,
catty tonight.
I am kind of catty. Well, really. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And spoon is superfluous.
It is
a very thin malt.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one thing I will say if I have to complain about anything. It's very thin.
Would you like me to get you a straw?
No, I'm just going to drink it.
Good for you.
So.
Cheers. But because they don't have much for selection, and I didn't want to go it's cold out. It's very cold out. I didn't really want to.
It's not that cold out.
It's not nice out.
But we're inside now. That's one thing. And I'm almost positive we've talked about this on the show before.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
That makes one thing I've talked about on the show is, like, my wife is another good one for this, where I, you know, she likes to talk about how, you know, it's cold out, she doesn't want ice cream or anything. It's like, we're not going to be eating it outside. You know, we're going, we're getting ice cream, we're bringing it back home to our warm home, sort of warm home, and, you know, just, we're eating the ice cream in an enclosed environment. It doesn't matter if it's 40 below out.
Yes, it does.
It is still nice inside.
I don't go to Dairy Queen in the middle of winter.
That's because they're closed.
No, they're not.
The one by my house is.
But that's because you live in poor town.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
God, you are just a bastard tonight.
That was mean. That was uncalled for.
Speaking of healthy.
No, out in the burbs we have real Dairy Queens with sit downs.
Either way, I don't understand it. If I was eating it outside, you might have a point. But I'm not. I pay a significant portion of my paycheck to pay a mortgage on a building that I can put at nearly any temperature I wish, so that I can eat any food that I wish.
One, you can't, because your windows suck.
So I said nearly any temperature. Okay. I wish. I did couch it.
So what did we get to start?
Well, you didn't say your second point. You're busy insulting me.
No, I only had one insulting point.
We started with the garlic bread.
Uh-huh.
The garlic cheese bread.
Not bad.
And yeah, it's pretty good. The you know, it's a typical Italian or French bread,
mm-hmm.
Sliced thick, very generous portion of cheese and herbs on the thing, and a fair helping of sauce with it. That is one thing that when we've had garlic bread in the past, the ratio of bread to sauce has always been way off kilter.
So properly proportioned.
Mm-hmm.
Are you of the marinara sauce, or would you prefer the meat sauce a la Italian Dunkers?
I'm good with any sauce.
Okay.
You know?
You're not picky.
No.
You're not impartial.
No, not really. You know, I'm, depending on the composition of the garlic bread itself,
mm-hmm.
I'm not above doing an Alfredo, something like that. That'd be more of a garlic bread thing than a cheese bread thing. Right. I think cheese bread with Alfredo would just be too much.
It's a lot of dairy.
It's a lot of dairy, and I'm not quite that fat yet. I can see that in my future. You know what I mean? But
20 pounds down the road.
I think once I break three bills, then I'll just be sitting on the couch eating
a block
of cheese.
You're welcome to my piece of garlic bread if you're really willing to.
Oh, it's not a goal. it's a wake-up call.
Inevitability.
It's not an inevitability. Well, this is probably the worst I've eaten in a while, so.
Okay, yeah, me too. I kind of woke up wanting filth today, though.
Sometimes a man just needs some filth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's. You know, it's all. I mean, even. You know, even. I'm trying to think of a very healthy person, but isn't, like, crazily so. Because, you know, if you want to think, like, healthy dude, you think, like, Jack LaLanne or something like that.
Who's dead?
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died last year.
Well, either way. But, you know, in the same reason, but
I like how the first healthy person you came up with is actually dead.
Well, but he was also, like, 90-something when he died.
Yeah.
And he was, like, running marathons up until, like, the
right.
moment. So, but, you know, other than, like a proposed health freak.
Right.
Every healthy person needs filth every now and again.
I agree. I think it keeps us human.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps us human.
Keeps us grounded.
You're damn right. So. Valentine's Day was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do anything?
Not a damn thing.
Really?
Yep. It was just a Thursday for us.
Was this by choice, or?
Pretty much.
Was it that your wife hates Valentine's Day, or? You hate, well, I know you do.
I wouldn't say hates it. It's more of a, I think actually my wife posted, said perfectly on Facebook, where she's like, yeah, it's cool that, you know, today is the day that I would pronounce my love for me, for Evan. But I'd rather do that every day than not just one day. And that's kind of, and we both kind of feel the same way. It's like, it's not a, we try to just be good to each other all the time, not just on one day a week,
right.
Or one day a year.
But you're horrible to her all the time, so.
I am a model husband.
You are.
And everything other than memory. And, and attentiveness.
You do have that, your downfalls.
And let me correct myself. Not attentiveness. I'm good on the attentiveness part. I'm bad on the attention part. I'm a bit oblivious to the world around me.
That's true.
But that has nothing to do with my capacity as a wife or a husband. See how I covered for that for a second? But, you know.
Wow.
It has more to do with the fact that I'm a sugar-addled video game addict, so.
Heavy on the sugar.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, we didn't really do anything for Valentine's Day. We didn't get each other anything. But that was something that we planned on for a long time, that we weren't going to get each other anything.
Right.
Partially because we're going to do a Seattle trip here in about a month. So we're saving up for that and all that crap. So I'd much rather the money go to that than, you know, chocolates or whatever.
I was horribly outgifted for Valentine's Day.
You see, you're in the girlfriend stage.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you two have been going out for a while.
Yeah.
But girlfriend, there's still an arms race.
Yeah, you darn right it is, and I lose
every opportunity.
Yeah, she beats me in Christmas. She beats me at Valentine's Day. She beats me at birthdays. Wait, I think I beat her at birthdays. But...
No, she beats you on birthdays, but in a different,
exactly.
Completely different manner.
Yeah. No, I got her. I got her. A gift card to a spa near our place.
Okay.
Nice place. Minneapolis St. Paul ranked it, you know, their favorite spa in the Twin Cities. I'm like, done. Sold. Done. And she gets me a freaking Harmony remote.
You are some sort of... You're just becoming more and more cliche.
I know.
It's awesome. It's hilarious to watch from outside. You got your giant TV, you got your fucking overpriced remote.
But I tell you what, it's an awesome freaking remote.
It very well could be.
Not only that, it practically set itself up.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think I probably put... The only thing that was tricky was programming some of the specific functions for the TV, like Netflix and Hulu and YouTube and all that fun stuff. That requires like a few extra steps and a little bit of extra reading, but everything else I was able to get up and running in 5 minutes. It's a... But yes, I realize I'm becoming very, very cliche. I know this.
Very suburban, upper middle class.
Completely. SUV driving.
SUV driving. You don't have an SUV yet. Although your girlfriend was eyeing that Porsche SUV.
Right.
So.
No, it's only a matter of time at this point, you know, that they're just... I go to a salon to get my hair cut.
You've been doing that since high school,
That's true.
Because you are a fancy man.
I am. Gotta have the hot towel treatment, though.
Having had that on occasion, it is pretty outstanding.
Yeah, come on now. You can't even knock that. Wait, you go to a salon? You go to that,
I go to a barbershop. That's different.
Sort of.
Does your salon offer PBR while you're getting
your
haircut?
Yes, they do, actually. I actually have a choice of beers and or a choice of drinks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is your salon right next to the Modern Cafe, home of one of the best meatloaves in the city?
No, but my
so I win.
Yeah, that's good. I'm trying to think of something else that's around the area. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
I'll get mine done. What's that? Yeah, we're done. No, mine's right in Uptown, but by Calvin Square. So I really have...
You have a few options.
I've got a couple.
But in terms of manliness, the meatloaf will prevail. There's very few manly places near Calhoun Square. And let me clarify, manly, not bro.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I could see your mind going toward like Williams or something like that, but no, that's broadcast.
I wouldn't send my worst enemy to Williams. That's
I got a plate. I don't know why I thought wouldn't need it, but
right.
What were we talking about? I don't even remember. Oh, Valentine's Day thing. But did you cook the nice meal?
No.
Did you do the whole thing?
No. I am no longer mad at you.
Did you make a nice meal and then eat it off each other's bodies?
No. Because nobody wants to eat off this.
No. You think getting a hair in your soup is bad in
exactly.
a restaurant. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Plus, soup, very difficult to eat off of a chest.
Yes. Chili, not so bad.
Chili, not... It's got to be a thick chili, though.
Exactly.
It can't be
a runny chili.
Yeah. No.
It's got to... Ish. Gross.
And you're eating pizza with a fork and knife. What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I don't want to, you know, mess up the clothes or anything like that. But, no, I'm not mad at you anymore for the simple reason in that... I got to experience sea change. For Valentine's Day.
Well, very good.
We had excellent service. Ran into our old friend Nick Lane, who is the front of the house manager there. I think we've talked about Nick once or twice on the show before, but Nick is an old high school friend of ours and family friend of mine. And he is the head guy at Sea Change. Just a fantastic establishment. You kind of sold it short when we talked about it when you went there with the Gastro Non Grata guys.
Mm-hmm.
But just really, I was really blown away from start to finish of everything we had. I wanted a bite.
No, it's fine. I got no problem with that. No, yeah. I enjoyed Sea Change. The problem with that place is that's not something I would want to go to a lot, just because A, it's friggin' expensive.
No, but it B, is a special occasion. Place.
It's a special occasion, but it's a lot of seafood, and I'm not a big seafood guy,
right.
As we've talked about many times on the show. I did though get a chance to go to one of our favorite places from this last year. This weekend, I went to, you know, I had all last week off.
Right.
Because I had days to use up. And my wife, she took a half day off on Friday because for her master's degree, the final paper was assigned. And the questions were released at noon on Friday.
Okay.
So she took the day off at about 11 on Friday. And then she's got 2 weeks off so she can work on the paper. So she's like, well, I'm going to be off. Let's go out for lunch. Sweet. And we thought about doing Bad Waitress, which is kind of our default place that we go to. It's a great place.
But every couple has their default.
Their default place. You know, Heather loves their BLT, which is a fantastic BLT. So, I mean, I'm not going to, besmirch them. But it's like, I want to do something different. I want to go to a place you've never been to before.
Right.
So I was digging through the spreadsheet of all the places we've been to. And I realized it's been way too long since I went to Northbound Smokehouse.
Oh.
So I'm like, let's go to Northbound Smokehouse. So yeah, so we did that for lunch on Friday.
That had to be empty in there.
No, it was about half full. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I went with their smoked egg salad, actually.
Really?
Finally. Well, it was one of those where it intrigued me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to try this.
And it didn't end your life.
Why wouldn't it? My system is strong. My system is not weak like yours.
Fair enough.
I can digest the humble egg, the incredible edible egg, as it were. So it was really good. I went with the additional bacon because if you give me an option of adding bacon to something, I'm gonna do it. It was outstanding. We had the onion rings again, which were good.
I hear a butt coming.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just this batch, but I don't remember them being quite as sweet as they were on Friday.
Aren't they sweet Vidalia onions?
No, but even like the waffle batter that they were using in the onions.
It was sweet.
I don't remember it being as sweet as what it was on Friday.
Didn't it come with a dipping sauce?
Yeah, which we didn't use.
Okay. I think it came like a Chipotle ketchup or something like that. So
yeah, it might have cut it a little bit.
Exactly.
But I remember thinking, it's like, God, I don't remember these being... I mean, they were more like onion donuts, which is not a bad thing.
Right. Why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still good. I mean, we still finished them. So there's nothing wrong with that. But no, she dug it too. So I think we might try to put this more into our rotation. It's a little more of a drive for us.
It's pretty much opposite side of Minneapolis for you.
Yeah. But, since it's right off 55, it's right off the highway there, it's not tricky to get to. It's just a matter of...
Right.
Yeah. So that was... So we did that Friday. So that was the closest we did to, like, going out to eat or anything like that. So we both had the pizza.
What's up?
Now that we both had the pizza.
Yes.
What's your opinion of it so far?
Well, we got the Elvis.
The King.
The King, sorry. We got the King, which is house-made sausage, pepperoni, Canadian bacon. On my end, it has mushrooms and olives and green peppers and onions. And yours is the same with minus the olives and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a pussy.
Mushrooms I would have been fine with, honestly. I've come around on mushrooms on pizza.
No, I was trying to accommodate you. Because I'm a good friend.
And I appreciate that. I'm not besmirching your token of affection.
Well, I think you are.
No. I'm just pointing out that black olives taste like death. And I don't like death on my food.
Death, really?
Yeah. And by death, I mean the physical embodiment of death. I mean, they taste like how I imagine the Grim Reaper tastes. If I were to take a bite out of him, he would taste like black olives. That's my point.
That was very wordy.
That's how I roll.
I would have gone with... I don't have such a... I don't mind black olives.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's on a pizza. You know, when you're ordering a pizza and it's a deluxe pizza, something like this, where it's kind of part of the deal, part of the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
It's the green olives that wreck everything because it soaks down into the freaking crust.
Black olives are kind of the same way. Not quite as bad as green olives. Yeah.
I don't think it's as over.
No, black olives taste like death.
Right.
Green olives taste like the next horseman over, which is plague. Yeah, because it goes black olives is death, green olives is plague.
Then it's Arn Anderson and...
Arn Anderson. Wow.
Yeah, and Tully Blanchard.
That was not where I was going. Thank you. I'm going to leave it at that because I could not have done better there. So.
Never mind that shit. Here comes the Mongo.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's calling back deep memories.
You know it.
Wow. That's amazing. It's just wrong. You mentioned the house-made sausage.
Yeah.
And the sausage is very good.
Yeah.
And it's generous portions.
Or generous.
It's the most generous portions. But one thing that surprised me was just how strong they are in terms of the peppery and the spice to it. It's not like a heat, like a hot pepper. There's a little bit, but I got much more of a peppery hit. Which, again, it's not bad. I think it actually works really well. Mm-hmm. But if you're not expecting it, if you're expecting like typical sausage,
this is a
like
very sausage, very very zesty.
Mm-hmm.
And John's Pizza, and just in general, it's a very zesty pizza as opposed to, well, I'm not even going to compare it to the Neapolitan pizzas that we've had. I'm trying to think of any other pizzerias we've been to. Red Savoy's.
Red Savoy's.
Galactic.
Galactic, but Galactic's a little more hippy dippy.
Right.
What was the place where you almost killed a child?
Did we have pizza there though?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I didn't have pizza. I think I had pasta.
Maybe we did.
That was...
Is it Donatelli's?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost committed a child murder.
Mm-hmm.
Good episode, by the way, so check that one out. I don't remember what number it is, but it was from about June of last year. Because I just did June on the taxes. So I remember the charge to Donatelli.
How the hell do you remember that?
Yeah. But at the same time, place is that neighborhood pizza place that is trying to be a neighborhood pizza place. It's not like the Neapolitan place like Punch, and it's also not like a Pizzania or a Pizzeria Lola, Elements or something like that. Where, I mean, they're definitely trying to be a neighborhood place, but it's much more about. I can't think of a good way to phrase this because I was going to say it's much more about the food, but that seems to imply that a place like this doesn't care about the food. Right. And that's not what I want to say.
It's just a different style.
Yeah.
We can try to sugarcoat it with any sort of adjective we want, but when it gets down to it, it's just a different style of pizza. More of your traditional pizza pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just...
American pizza.
American pizza. It's not hippy-dippy. It's not unique like Pizzeria Lola. But if you just want really, you know, good, that familiar pizza flavor without going to Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, insert large chain here.
Mm-hmm. But you can definitely tell this is fresh made.
Yeah.
I mean, the dough is handmade. You know, like you mentioned, sausage. I'm sure... You know, the other meats and things like that, they're, if not locally sourced, they're, you know, it's all fresh ingredients, which goes a long way on something like a pizza. I think pizza is one of those things where it lives and dies probably more than anything short of, like, a baked good. It lives and dies by the quality of the ingredients that you're putting into it.
Completely agree.
You know, you can have substandard ingredients on, like, you know, a steak dinner. And you can still kind of salvage it. You know what I mean? But with pizza, it's much more... If you have crappy ingredients on a pizza, I mean, yeah, there's something to be said for it's still a pizza and it's still going to be good. Mm-hmm. It's still going to, you know, fill that role. But you get more out of it when it's good, when it's well done.
I think a great example of something like that on this pizza is the green pepper. Is that it's still kind of crisp tender, but still done all the way through. But it's got a good texture to it, and it's got a good flavor to it. You can taste green pepper. It's not just kind of sitting on the pizza, not just hanging out.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. How y'all doing?
The other thing to keep in mind is this place is frequented a lot by businesses around here, but almost every time I've ever been in here or the other location, there's been a fire or police person picking up an order, which says a lot.
It does.
Because those guys know what the hell they're talking about.
That is true. I have nothing intelligent to add to that.
I'm just saying... Typically, if it's frequented by, you know, the local service departments, that's a good idea that it's going to be really good.
It's going to be good within a certain definition of good. You know what I mean? It's filling. It's flavorful. It's
quality.
It's quality. You know? Mm-hmm. Like I said, you're not going to get a lot of firemen at Pizzeria Lola.
No.
Although that'd be kind of humorous.
Be a lot. Maybe somebody dressed up as a fireman at Pizzeria Lola.
Or if you set fire to Pizzeria Lola.
There you go.
Firemen would show up then.
Yeah.
But yeah. I made a bold step this weekend.
Did you know?
I did. Been talking about it for months. Finally bit the bullet. I attempted to make my own soda.
That's right.
From the syrup.
Okay.
So,
from the tone in your voice, this sounded like it didn't end well.
Well, so I decided I was going to start with something pretty simple. Let's do a cream soda.
Right.
Okay. Cream soda is about the simplest form of soda syrup you can make, because all it is water, sugar, and vanilla.
Right.
And you basically just boil that fucker down until it becomes a syrup.
You're right there.
I'm sorry, I just got a little belchy there.
That's okay.
You boil it down, you let it cool, and then you just mix it with seltzer water.
Okay.
So I'm following the recipe and everything. And I think I made a cardinal mistake. Because, you know, that's one of the things you want to be testing it while you're
absolutely
doing this.
Yeah.
You know, just to see, you know, to get flavor and things like that. And, you know, I'm cooking the syrup and everything's turned out well. Got, you know, I bought brand new vanilla beans. And we didn't do vanilla extract. We bought beans and we sliced them up and
doing
extracted all the seeds and did all that stuff.
By the way, vanilla beans, not cheap.
No. No, they are not.
Almost what I would consider one of the bigger ripoffs in the food kingdom.
They're pretty bad, but you know what's interesting? Coincidentally, the day that I started doing that, we got our Penzies catalog.
Ah.
And I'm like, I'm curious, because you know Penzies, high quality, but they tend to be a little pricey.
Yeah.
Not hugely so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like fucking Williams Sonoma or anything like that.
Oh, but they're
a little pricey.
Right.
So I'm curious. I was curious what they wanted for beans. The Penzies vanilla beans are cheaper than what I could get at Target.
Really?
Yeah. And they were better, I would assume.
I would hope so.
Yeah. And you can buy them in bulk through...
The Madagascar vanilla?
You can get Madagascar or Mexico.
Okay.
And this is not an advertisement for Penzies. I'm just remembering this off my head.
Right.
So like the Target one, you can buy 2 beans for about $9. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like saffron ripoff.
Yeah, I almost think it might be worse than saffron. With Penzies, you can buy 15 beans for 35.
Okay.
So it works out to a little bit more than $2 a bean.
Right.
If you get through Penzies, through Target, you're talking $4-$4.50 a bean.
That allows you for plenty of trial and error.
It does. And the recipe I was going for called for a bean and a half.
At that point, you're just like, God damn it.
Then you just have that one fragment of bean just sitting there in the jar.
Exactly.
Well, I bought two, so I have four beans. I had three beans because we had one bean left.
So $18 worth of vanilla bean.
No, I didn't. No. We had one bean left.
Okay.
And I just bought another two beans for three total. So it actually, the math worked out really well.
Okay.
But I think my principal mistake was is I cooked it, I cooled it, I tested it, I tasted it just to see kind of where it was at. And it tasted exactly like cream soda.
Okay.
Which, in hindsight, is not what I want the syrup to taste like.
No, you want it.
You want that syrup to taste like the most cream soda-ish thing you've ever had in your life.
Uber.
Yeah.
Concentrated.
Yeah, so it was super mild. Like, I put in how much it was, and it was basically like what I imagined vanilla mineral water would taste like.
Ugh.
I mean,
I like mineral water, but I don't want vanilla water.
No, it was not good. And so I keep goosing it. I keep adding more just to see how long it's going to take to get to the cream soda level. And if my math is right, I've got it pretty close. And if my math is right, I put four times as much syrup in there as I should have, okay, or I should need to. Which means this is not only inferior cream soda, but it's also horrible for you because it's basically
your teeth
half
are
sugar.
Rotting from the inside out.
So I think what I did wrong is I just got to cook it longer.
Okay. Get it down to a more.
Really cook it down so it's nice and dark.
Syrupy.
And more syrupy. Yeah. And but the thing, the recipe that I was using only said cook it for 2 minutes.
That doesn't sound.
I cooked it for like three and it still was way too light.
Yeah.
So I'm still experimenting.
Okay.
You know, I'm pleased. I'm marginally pleased with my effort so far.
Well, I'm surprised you put forth effort.
And because shut up.
Well, I'm just saying.
And simply because it's one of those where I don't mind failure.
Right.
Which, if you're me, you really can't mind failure because it's just a constant companion.
Life's been all about it so far.
Yeah, exactly. But if I can understand what I did wrong,
right,
and be able to have a plan for next time,
right,
then I'm pretty cool with it.
Right.
That's like my frustrating thing. Like,
but you're working with a really fairly to the normal people, it is an unknown science.
That's the crazy thing. Like you can explain to someone like a foodie.
Yeah.
You can talk to a foodie and they will know all the steps to going into brewing a beer.
Yeah.
Which is a much more complicated process.
Right.
And much more time intensive.
Right.
You know, and they may not necessarily understand, you know, the soda part. And that's why I'm actually really excited for this book I got. And I was going to bring it to pimp it, but I forgot it at home. But it's this cookbook where it's got all of these, all these recipes for like kind of knockoffs for colas and, sure, and Sprites and lemon lime sodas and things like that. But then they've also got more kind of frou-frou things. They've got a raspberry Riesling soda. Mm-hmm. They've got a sea salt lime soda, which could be amazing.
Could also be very
very bad, but it'd be good as a mixer.
Right.
But they also got recipes for shrubs, which I've never had before, and I'm curious to try.
Okay.
Do you know what a shrub is?
I do not.
What a shrub is basically a soda mixed with vinegar.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a...
That sounds horrible to me.
You do it, it's almost like a weird combination between like... They're almost always based around very strong fruit flavors, berries. It's primarily like a New England thing.
Okay.
A common one is like a blueberry shrub.
Okay.
Where and I shouldn't say it's like a soda mixed with vinegar. It's you put vinegar into the syrup as it's cooking.
Okay.
So it changes the flavors a little bit. I suppose that changes. Yeah, if you just add soda and vinegar, that would just be terrible.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Why would I put that in my mouth?
Yeah, that would be really bad.
Yeah.
But you add vinegar to the syrup and it cooks it and it kind of almost pickles the fruits a little bit and it kind of creates a little bit of a berry preserve kind of vibe to it. But they've got recipes for that, and I want to try. So I want to do more with this. I want to keep trying different things. The nice thing is we got the soda stream, so I can kind of prototype it a little bit.
You know, one of the nice, or one of the things you could also do, just I'm brainstorming.
Yeah.
They have that like cocktail guild. The North Star
Guild. well, North Star Bartending Guild.
Yeah, something like that. I got their cookbook.
But they, so do I.
You could break it. You could use some of their stuff in there too, mm-hmm. Didn't you?
I have, or I haven't tried it yet, but
right.
But yeah, I've got that book. So
to me, that, you know, some of the stuff, some of the concentrated stuff might work in a Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Or at least some sort of version of a Ricky.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that hard to do.
Right.
But I mean, I'm intrigued because there's, you know, I've always enjoyed like chemistry,
mm-hmm.
and
blowing shit up.
And well, yeah, that's just a subset of chemistry.
Right.
So I mean, this, it's appealing to me in those lines.
Right.
But the biggest thing is, I want to get this down. I want to get the cream soda down because A, it's the simplest recipe.
Right.
And B, I can't afford to experiment too much with this. You know, I mean, it may come down to where I just end up using vanilla extract, which would probably be much more cheaper, economical.
Yeah.
But I want to do, you know, the first time you do a recipe, you got to follow the recipe specifically.
You could use a good vanilla extract and get just a lot more for your, a lot more bang for your buck. Like that vanilla extract I gave Heather.
Yeah, we still have a lot of that.
Right.
So
you definitely use that. I see where you're getting with it. Could be like beer brewing. It can become a very expensive hobby very, very quickly. But
well, and the thing that, if I did my math right, that, you know, it sounds like a lot where you're doing a bean and a half,
mm-hmm.
So you're talking $6 in vanilla,
right.
To cook it. But that makes, again, if my math is correct, about 3 liters. So, I mean, it still puts out, I mean, you're still talking $2-3 a liter, which is still pretty pricey for soda, but for good naturally created soda.
Now, you're doing it in the soda stream, right?
Yes.
Okay. How are you keeping that? Are you just using their bottles, or are you...
Well, okay. We make the syrup separate.
Okay.
Outside of the soda stream
stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
And then we just keep it in a mason jar in the fridge.
Okay.
And then from there, we do it just like we do with the SodaStream syrup, where we're carbonating the bottle,
yep.
and then adding the syrup to that.
Okay, so you're not like making another batches, right? Like
not yet, no.
Okay.
I mean, if it comes down to the point where I feel really confident about a particular recipe,
right.
I might start looking, you know, go to like North Star Brewing.
Right.
I think that's what it's called.
No, it's...
Why can't
close.
I think of it?
You're very, very close. North.
Oh my God.
North Coast? No. What the hell?
We're so stupid. Why can't we think of it?
I got it.
Just look it up.
I'm doing it.
Northwestern?
No.
Midwestern Brewing Supplies? Why? Ooh. Oh my God! Why can't we think of this? But no, going to them, getting more of an elaborate bottling operation. Going.
Northern Brewer, maybe?
Northern Brewer. God, we overthought it.
We are sorry. That was horrible because we both knew what it was.
Yeah. But yeah, going to a place like that does do soda supplies and things like that.
Right.
But yeah, doing more batches and things like that.
I see you, if this works properly and you getting into this, I see some sort of bottling contraption down the line. Something.
It's entirely possible.
Right.
You know, just, a lot of room in the basement.
Right. This is where my brain's going with that.
The thing I want to experiment, I want to get more into fruit sodas and things like that,
right.
Because that's just where my heart lies.
Grape.
That's the thing that bugs me. That's the one thing that I'm a little worried about is, so the recipe book that I have, and it's just called Artisan Sodas.
Okay.
We'll put a link in the show notes to it. I'm blanking on what it is. But their grape soda is a Concord grape.
Okay. Which cannot get around here.
Which you can't get. But it's also, I presume, very similar to the Goose Island Concord grape soda,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but that's not what you want.
You want fake grape.
I want fake grape. I think that might be my white whale.
Yeah.
I have to figure out how to, using natural ingredients, generate fake flavors.
Yeah. That's going to be your great white buffalo right there.
I got to figure out how to do that.
That's going to be a tough road to hoe, because you have your taste buds, but then you have, okay, what tastes good to everyone else, or what am I used to, or what am I really looking for, and kind of, you know, what might taste good to you might taste like shit to somebody else.
Yeah, no, I So, but it's something I will. I'm going to continue to try. We actually ran out of sugar.
Wow.
Well, it uses a cup and a half of sugar.
Good.
For the syrup.
My teeth hurt just having you talk about this story.
Yeah, it uses a cup and a half of sugar. And,
so you're basically making a simple syrup with
vanilla in it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's very similar. In fact, it's not even a simple syrup. A simple syrup is equal parts water and sugar. This is a cup of water to a cup and a half of sugar. So it's actually a little stronger than simple syrup.
I'm very intrigued on how you're going to do the grape.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to try like the natural version and see what we can do. Mm-hmm. I've actually been looking at several other soda brewing blogs and things like that, and different ways to mix flavors. And actually a common use is citric acid.
Okay.
Which is fairly easy to get.
Yeah.
But using that and kind of bouncing something else off of the citric acid, so you get a little bit of that fakey bite to it, but without it being orangey.
You don't want Goose Island, you want Welch's.
I do. Oh, what's the one? Not Welch's. Crush. That's it.
Crush grape soda. I'm more partial to the strawberry crush myself.
They can't go wrong.
Nice. Crush, Fanta. Big fans.
But yeah, I will continually report on this as I...
Talking about this makes me miss that pop restaurant that we did very, very early
on. I know.
That's just so sad that didn't make... That...
Well, there is a... And we need to go there at some point. And again, the name is escaping me. That seems to be the theme of the show is we can't remember anything. But there is a old-fashioned soda Linden's. Stand. Linden's. Yes.
Soda Fountain.
It's just down the road?
Just south of here.
But yeah, we need to hit that at some point. Because yeah. I do want it. Maybe when it gets a little warmer.
Well, they do grilled cheeses.
Ooh.
We could just do grilled cheese and filth. Just do grilled cheese.
But you repeat yourself.
They do grilled cheeses and sodas and Rickies and banana splits.
I could go for a good lime Ricky.
Yeah. Cool. Anytime is a good time for a lime.
That is true.
There's no bad time for a lime Ricky.
That is very true.
Yeah. No, I've never said anything that's more true.
Yeah, I might go with you on that one. I think there's something to that.
No, I'm completely intrigued by that place. Because that... I have not been to something like that in a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be more of things like that. I'm not talking an ice cream store. I'm talking an old-fashioned soda fountain.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's plenty of places that you can get high-quality ice cream. I mean, yeah. Sebastian Joe's.
Exactly. Izzy's. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... soda fountain. It's gotta be a soda fountain. It can't be an ice cream shop with an extra P and an E.
Shoppy.
I'm talking straight up soda fountain. So that has me very, very excited. I definitely think it's a warmer thing.
Yeah.
But they do grilled cheeses. We could just do grilled cheese and just have like five.
Do they have two different kinds of grilled cheese?
Does it really matter? Because yes, really we're just using something that we're having salt to cut the sugar at this point.
See, and that's the other thing I'd be curious about is as I get more and more adept, presumably,
you're
going to
kill your
taste
buds.
No. I might want to Jones soda it a little bit. Try some really wacky freaking...
Just don't go like the Thanksgiving stuff. I can get by with you with like cranberry or something like that, but I
think there is a market...
A lingonberry... soda.
Oh, lingonberry would fuck you up.
Yeah.
I've actually had lingonberry soda before. It's,
We're not talking about the stuff, the juice that I...
No. This is like, honestly, got lingonberry soda. Mm-hmm. That will clear your sinuses. Mm-hmm. It is so tart.
You know, the one thing I think you, when I went to Florida in October, I think the one thing that you really would have enjoyed was this thing that was sponsored by Coca-Cola. It's called Ice Station Cool. And it is like 75. It's just a room that's about the size of this restaurant. Mm-hmm. So probably 40 feet by 25 feet, 30 feet.
Sure.
And it's just banks of soda dispensers.
Well, actually, I was at Noodles this weekend.
Okay.
And they've got the one in Roseville has got the the super mega Willy Wonka Coke machine.
Yeah, no, but this is just like.
Well, they got something like that in Vegas too.
Yeah, but it's got everything. Not the domestic stuff. I'm talking the international stuff. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it tastes like durian or something. You know, just.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I think that'd be right up your alley because for what tastes good to one person is. Mm-hmm. Is somebody else's just their pain and their resistance.
So I'm excited to keep trying this.
I'm excited for you. I think it's good to have a hobby like something like that. So.
But I feel bad because I'm at the point now where it's like I'm not gonna be able to salvage the syrup.
Right.
Like it's too weak.
But that's the point of a hobby like that.
Well, I get that, but it's like I feel bad. I don't know how to dispose of it.
You throw it away.
Well, I know, but can you put that down the disposal?
Enough hot water, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You just let the hot water run for 5 minutes.
I'll just make sure my wife's not home.
Yeah.
Because she's very touchy about what you put down the disposal.
I put pretty much anything.
So do I.
I put, that is trash. I'd shove the styrofoam cup down there if I could.
You know, I just, if it's soft enough for me to gum it,
exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But apparently you're not supposed to put meat down there.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's what she told me. So
do that all the time.
Bacon grease? She told me not to do that.
I don't do grease. I don't do grease, so what I'll do is I'll take like an old jar or something like that and just save it under the sink until it gets full and then I throw it away.
Mm.
No, I don't. Yeah. But everything else is fair game.
No bones.
Throw a lemon down there to keep it fresh and you're good to go.
The whole lemon? Don't even cut it. Just throw it down there.
I'll wedge it. But then it'll go down. Honestly, that works.
I'm sure it does.
It's the home remedy.
I'm sure it does. Thank you, Martha Stewart.
If your garbage disposal stinks, cut up a lemon and chuck it. Lemons down there.
And my addendum is don't even cut it. Just throw that thing down
exactly,
there.
And hope for the best.
And hope for the best. Or, at worst, just get a can of the lemonade concentrate.
Yeah.
Just throw that down there. Can and all.
It does really well with those metal lids.
It does,
metal
yeah. So, John's Pizza Cafe Limited.
I like how you have to keep adding the limited.
I'd be besmirching their business filing.
I know. It's just how I remember, you know, good quality ingredients. I think one thing that I can't really sell short on is the crust.
Crust was very good.
And for the amount of toppings and the heft of the toppings,
mm-hmm.
and that's got a good amount of sauce on it too.
Mm-hmm. And cheese.
And cheese. Is that it holds up well.
It holds up. And this is even the basic. You can get a pan pizza as well.
Right.
So if you're a crust fan, like I kind of am, it's weird. Like, I don't care about the crust, but I like there to be a lot of it, if that makes any sense. Like, for me, the crust doesn't have to be good bread, but I can't stand thin crust pizza.
You love cake, and you love baked goods, so it makes sense that you like a lot of crust. So I wasn't even putting you down there.
I see where you're going with that. Yeah. There might be something to that. And also, I think it might be just a structural thing where because I like a lot of stuff on my pizza.
Yeah. And the bigger the vehicle you can have.
Yeah.
You want an SUV of pizzas.
I do.
You want to be able to stuff.
That's a Chicago. The Chicago style pizza is the SUV.
Yes.
The
Econoline van.
I gotta track down. Pizzeria Uno used to do frozen deep dish, like Chicago deep dish.
They still do. I saw it at Super Target yesterday.
Did you? Okay, because I haven't seen them in a long time.
It's not in the frozen section. It's in the deli section up by where they have the prepared stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. All right. I'm like, I need you inside of me.
Yeah, no. A frozen pizza that you have to put on the counter for 45 minutes to thaw it before you cook it. Otherwise, you'll never cook it through. That's
that extra step of prep that makes it good.
Yeah, it's a thick old beast of a pizza.
Like you have to cook it for an hour and a half.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So he is not.
But anyway,
pounds.
Back to this pizza. No, I'm totally with you. I think the crust is fantastic. I think the ingredients are obviously fresh and homemade, which again goes a long way on a pizza. And I think the value is decent.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more than you pay. $20. It was $20 for a large pizza.
This would be another two people.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, when I compare it to something like a Domino's or a Pizza Hut, it's going to be a little more. But I think you definitely get what you're paying for.
Absolutely.
I
had no problem paying $20 for this pizza.
No.
Matter of fact, I probably would have paid A little bit more than that for that, mm-hmm. actually, because with the amount of toppings on there and the quality of the toppings.
And they do have actually a wide variety of... I know you hate them because you're a closed-minded bigot.
No.
they've got chicken-based pizzas, yeah. chicken meat.
It's pizza fascist.
I think you're pizza bigot. I think is what you are. But they also got actually a pretty substantial variety of meatless pizzas.
Yes.
Like more than I would expect. Mm-hmm. So if you've got that vegetarian in the family, I didn't see anything that was listed as vegan, but I didn't look that hard. I gotta imagine pizza's kind of one of those forbidden islands for vegans.
I think you have to be searching out for a vegan restaurant.
Like Galactic Pizza or something like that. We probably have it, but yep. It's going to be very tricky to do.
Another cool pizza that they have is a bratwurst and wild rice pizza.
I saw that.
Called the Hog in the Bog. So you get a bratwurst and wild rice pizza. I can't remember for the life of me. I think
there's some onions and some other basic vegetables out there. But the big thing is the bratwurst and the wild rice. I think they've got bratwurst on something else, too.
I've had I believe it's Inferno Pizza or Volcano Pizza.
Okay.
Very good. Pepperoni and jalapeno and banana peppers. You can get it with pineapple on it too to cool it down. But since, one, I don't like pineapple, or I like pineapple, but it's wrong to have it on a pizza, and I'm allergic to it. I can't pull the trigger on that, so I get it without it. So.
Anyway, but... So yes, I think we both pretty heartily recommend it. It's
completely
given the geographic area, it's a bit tricky for parking.
Yes, it's much easier in the summertime.
Much easier in the summertime. I have seen several buses go by too, so you could bus it if you wanted to.
Yep.
We mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but we should point out it does not have any sort of alcohol.
Right.
So
buy everywhere.
I don't want to say bring your own, but you know,
probably a bad idea.
But they do takeout as well. So
they
don't
do a large takeout.
Do they do delivery too?
Yes, they do.
They do. Okay.
Yes, they do. They do delivery to, you know, a very small.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Pretty much. If you're in their delivery area, you've already heard of them.
Exactly.
So if this place is new to you, they probably don't deliver to you.
Exactly. They also have a wide variety of desserts as well, including the monstrous piece of Rice Krispie bar,
mm-hmm.
which was easily the size of two of our. Pieces of pizza put together.
Stacked on each other. It was very thick. It was probably a good inch and a half, 2 inches.
Yeah. That was no joke.
No, that was a sizable piece. And I, you know, like I said, I had their malt. The malt was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly a Annie's or a convention grill.
But again, place. When you're going someplace like that, that's what you're going for.
Yeah. But it's a very, very, very serviceable malt. I enjoyed it heavily.
Right.
So yeah, I got no complaints here.
Me neither.
Good.
Good as always. I would definitely recommend it.
So. All right. And I must give them props on the soundtrack on the show.
A little blues, just kind of very chill.
It was actually kind of funny. Earlier in the show, they were playing Born Under a Bad Sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized the song immediately. A, because I'm kind of a blues fan, very, very low level, but I enjoy it. But also, I have a version of that song, that particular song, Born Under a Bad Sign, as sung by Homer Simpson.
Okay.
Off their album, Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Of course you do, yes.
It's actually not a horrible version of that song.
You don't really need to try to convince me, because I already have a preconceived notion of what that involves.
Clapton plays guitar on that version.
Of course
he
does.
So it's endorsed by the clap. I don't think he goes by the clap anymore. I don't think he should, but it is endorsed by it. So,
all right.
On that note, we'll
good call.
We'll leave. Yeah. As always, we welcome you to give us recommendations, including next week is restaurant week here in Minneapolis. So
considering we've been to most of the places,
we have.
So good luck to us trying to find.
But but if there's a place you think we should check out, please let us know, restaurant week or otherwise. Just email us at wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. That's Fancy Pants Gangster FPG. Facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife and Foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. We have to fix our Foursquare because when you post, it posts under my name on Facebook for some reason. So somebody asked me why I was at wherever the hell you were this week.
Sea Change?
No, it wasn't Sea Change. It was someplace else. You checked in somewhere. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, That's inside baseball shit.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.